details. I'm not this exclusive position that we have. We have one spot that we want to fill. And David, here's Mr. Alberto, the owner of Handyman Bert.
All right, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Hey, Albert. How are you today?
Pretty good yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day today, man. We've had some great weather here in Texas, so we've been feeling good.
Yes.
Right? You done any rodeos? I see you here in Texas, too.
No. I stayed away from the rodeo this year. It's too many fights and stuff. I got small kids.
And, oh, yeah, me too, man. I could like part of it. Right now.
Yeah, no, it's a little crazy over here. We're used to the small town vibe. I'm from the Rio Grande Valley. And
hey.
We have the Rio Grande Valley livestock show. But we're in a big city now, and I got four boys, a couple of preteens, and I just want to...
Well, that's funny you say that, right? Because, yeah, so I have... My brother lives in McAllen, and we're actually from the Valley as well. I'm living up in Houston now, though, right? But we were down there last weekend, and we did the Rio Grande Valley Livestock Show with my kids in Mercedes.
Yeah, that was way different from up here, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the Houston one, it just, we did it 1 year, and we decided to send back.
Yeah,
I mean, it's big or whatever, right? But, I mean, it's just, anyways, you know, we'll move forward. But, yeah, just one of those things.
It's way overcrowded and way overpriced, yeah. No, you got to pay for parking, you got to pay for entrance, then you got to pay for the rides, you know, it's
for sure, parking down in the valley there at the livestock show there is like $10. It's nothing. You know what I mean?
No, over here starts like at 40 and up.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And you're far from the venue, so you got to catch one of the little carts and get a ride
to live to get all the way over there and then get all the way out. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely some things going on. But so it's nice to meet you, right, Albert? And here's what I can do for you. I see you're speaking with Mike, and I know he'll do a great job of outlining the basics of the program. Basically what we can do for you. Now, you have any questions for me right now aside from pricing?
No, not really, man. I could really use the advertising because I do really good quality work. I do custom baths. I do flooring. I do roofing. Work on chimneys. Leak repairs. A lot of drywall. Do electrical work. HVAC work. I went to school at the University of Texas in Brownsville. And I started off with HVAC, and then I jumped over to commercial electrician, and I ended up finishing off with construction technologies. I've been doing this for years. I was chief engineer for Homewood Suites. Then I was an HVAC tech for Westward Plaza in San Antonio. And as I was at a store, I recommended some cabinets to a lady, and that's where I started off on my own. She gave me my first job for $21,000. And from there, I went and got my own place because I was living on the property for these for the apartments as their tech. They gave me a free apartment. They paid my utilities, and they paid for me to relocate to San Antonio. My skills speak for themselves, man. I do really good work. Then I start off on my own, except sometimes it goes really good for a few months, and then there's like a month or two where it's really slow. But I don't do no advertising. I just jump on the Nextdoor ads, and I'll post maybe one or two posts up there about my skills, and then I'll get constant work, and then it'll slow down. I'll put another ad up, get a few more jobs. But I would like to stay consistent. The only thing is, right now, I'm tight on funds. I just took my truck out of the shop. It was $1,400. I was installing a glass door, and it broke on me, so that was another $1,200 out of my pocket. So, but I would love to use you guys. I just don't know what's going to cost me.
Okay. So, I'm going to help you out. All right. Now, there's a couple things I got to know first, because I know you were in Houston. It sounds like you relocated. Now you're in San Antonio. Am I right?
No. I'm in Houston.
Okay. So, you are in Houston, right?
Yes.
I was
in San Antonio, but that was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. My daughter was attending UTSA, so while I was helping her move up there, I answered an ad, and it was Craigslist or something like that, and I stopped there on my way home. They gave me an interview, and they asked me when could I start. I told them, give me about a month so I can move up here, and they're like, nah, we need you right away. So they gave me a townhome. They paid for my bills. They paid for me to move up there and stuff. I was with them for about a year and a half. And as I was at Lowe's, I was on call. So I was living on the property. I'd have 1 week on call, 1 week off, 1 week on call, 1 week off. We would rotate.
Gotcha.
The cabinets, and I told her, if you buy over 400, they have a sale right now. You save 40%. And she asked for my business card. I gave it to her. And that was the first job I lost on my own. I went to go bid her the job. They lowest bid she had was 21. I said, I could do it for 19. And she's like, no, I'll match with 21. She went and got me 10.5. She went next door and gave me 10,500 in my hand and said, when can you start? So I went and gave my
Albert said, right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
And I saw one of the guys from the company. I told him, hey, you want to come work for me? He's like, hell yeah. So I started off and it was going really good. And then mother-in-law got sick. My brother-in-law got sentenced to prison, and she was on her own. She had been on dialysis for like 12 years, so we went down there to take care of her. Then when my brother-in-law got out of jail, we left. We went to the Corpus area. It's not too much work. There is a lot of work in the valley. It's just they don't pay. And you bid something, somebody comes behind you and bids it cheaper. Somebody comes behind him and bids it cheaper. So I left the area where I don't get underbid, you know. I'm the one underbidding people over here because I'm still using a little bit of the value pricing. I'm just underbidding the guys here in the Houston area.
Yeah.
But, and that's how I get recommended, word of mouth. People like my work. Hey, go over here. I got a cousin. I got a brother. I got a family relative, or I got a friend. And it's just word of mouth. I mean, they like my work and they recommend me to the next person. But then there's times that I don't have nothing on my schedule for weeks. And that eats me up because these bills don't bounce.
Yeah, for sure. So here's what I'm going to do. First, I'll send you out our pricing page, right? That way you can kind of see the packages, what we offer, right? I'll text it to you. But there's a few things that I heard that I just got a couple questions about. Now, you said that you need HVAC. You're doing the GC. You're doing some carpentry. Are you licensed with HVAC right now? I mean, is that something that you're focusing on?
I'm registered with the city as a contractor in the valley and here in Houston. I've got $1 million insurance. Other than that, they don't ask for too much licensing up here. Unless you're doing
really for the HVAC.
Yeah, you know, electrician.
Okay. Yeah, because HVAC is very profitable, right? That's why I asked, because there's programs with Google that we can put our money into. And that's really what's going to make sure that you stay busy. It's called Google Verified, right? And for HVAC, most HVAC guys are going to charge just to show up, right? They'll charge a service fee.
I charge $70 for the service charge to go up there and just diagnose the systems. And then I give them the proper estimate. Okay, this is what your problem is. This is what you're looking at. And this is what I can do for you.
Okay, fantastic. So now with Google Verified, what I can bring you is qualified HVAC leads. The only thing is for this program itself, there is a licensing requirement. There's either a Class A air conditioning or a Class B. Do you find a chance to have either one of those?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, I just been a tech. I got my universal EPA, but other than that, I am not a licensed HVAC vendor. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, there's other areas.
I do have the authority to buy refrigerant and electrical parts from the stores. And they don't sell this to anybody.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, you can do work, right? No one's telling you that you can't, do work in that industry. It's just for this program itself, right? But that's just for Google Verified. Because with the listing that we called you about, the only reason I was going with Google Verified, like I said, is HVAC. But the listing that we called you about, it's a flat rate, right? So it's different. It's not a pay-per-lead. Now, with that one, the reason why I can also recommend this one is because when you told me that, you'll be good, you'll have some work, and then all of a sudden it'll drop off. What you're going to need is just to claim your territory in the area. Put yourself as first option there on Google. So that way Google can start to pile up on itself, right? So I'll do a search for handyman, right, in the area. We'll see how much services are getting, pretty much how profitable it is, things like that, right? How many times they've been searched. Let's see what we got here. You have a 10-mile radius from your home base, right? So you have, like, house doctors and South Katie.
Yeah, no, I can do more than that.
Yeah, for sure. So
right now,
the only reason that I'm going to do the search, now this listing is going to cover you for up to 50 miles at a flat rate right now. If you pulled up the pricing, I know you're seeing it there for like $599. Now what I'm going to be able to do for you is I'm going to give you a 50% discount for a new business in the area. What we'll do is we'll do it at $299 at a flat rate. Right? Now that's not going to charge you per call, per job. I'm going to get you Google, Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, Bing. I'll get you a live listing on Yelp that will host for you, and I'll even throw in some Facebook ads and a website for you. Literally going to take care of everything, right? We'll cover all the bases.
How long do you give me this price for?
It stays locked in, right, for the life of the account.
Hey, no, it's because, and is this monthly or is this annually?
It is monthly, so it bills for once a month. At that flat rate, right? So what you'll see there is it's a 299.00. That's with all the services included. Now, it
can
doesn't matter.
Can we do like a 1 month trial?
Okay, so here's the deal, right? We don't have any long-term contracts, right? I'm not going to ask you to sign a contract for a year or anything like that. The only thing I will ask for is a fair 90 days, right? Now, here's the deal. Let's see what I have here. We're going to have 50 miles. That's going to cover the whole Houston area. Now, when we're talking about, like, coverage area real quick, are you going north, south? I mean, do you have a particular way that you're traveling for your business? Or are you open to traveling in any direction?
I travel south. I travel south because that's where the bigger houses are at, like in the Kingwood, Humboldt, Escocita, Cypress, Katy. Katy's about an hour away from me. So I kind of try to stay away from that area because of the traffic.
Yep.
But I do the Woodlands.
Woodlands is a good one. Yeah, I was going to say.
I just painted a house out there. Painted a big two-story house. Yeah. I jump on anything, buddy. The things I've been doing since I've been working, I've been doing everything.
Yeah, so I jump on whatever. Have a lot of oil money.
Yes.
A lot of oil money in those houses. A lot of the executives live out there in the Woodlands, things like that, right? So that's definitely a good area to be in. What we like to do there is geofence that area for my clients, right? Reason being...
See, when I was doing that job, people were coming to me to paint their houses. But I was doing a paper for another contractor. His guys went to jail, so I just helped them out. And they were coming to me, but I referred them to him, which I should have just jumped on him, and he's still debating back and forth if they're going to paint the house or not. But I get a lot of work from contractors. Like, they sub me their work. They charge a lot. They show up at the job site once or twice. I get paid a little amount. The other day, I just did a shower, and they bidded it out to me in little pieces. How much for this? How much for that? How much for this? I ended up doing the whole shower, and I think I was at $6,000. And these guys bid the job, like, at $35,000. I didn't find out until I was done. And supposedly there was going to be other guys to come in here and do this, other guys. And while I was there, they're like, hey, can you do this? I was like, yeah. All right, go ahead. Can you do this? I was waiting for them to come in and remove a glass window, block squares of glass, and they were going to install a bay window. I was waiting and waiting for these guys to come because they were going to work right over my shower pan. And the window got delivered, and I'm asking the contractor, hey, when are the window guys coming? Oh, they'll be there tomorrow. Then finally at the end, they're like, can you do that? And I was like, yeah. They paid me $500 to remove all those blocks and put in a new window. That was like a $1,700 window.
I can say.
Yeah, so I get the butt end of it, but, man, I do the work that these guys are getting paid for, which is quality work.
Yeah, you're putting in the quality work, and their name is actually on your work, right? Because you're subbing it out to you, am I right? And then they're getting the bulk of the payment. So, and I guarantee you, if you tell me those business names, I'll look them up. And I promise you, they're probably the top recommended companies in the area when it comes down to like CCs or things like that, right? And it's going to be here on Google. It just comes down to claiming the territory, to making sure that you're getting the phone calls, making sure you're doing that at a reasonable rate, a rate that's going to allow you to turn itself over. I mean, at $299, in all honesty, if we close down one of those big accounts, you just need to pay itself for the whole year, much less 1 month. Right?
Yes, exactly. The only thing is, like I was telling the other guy, I just took my truck out and I broke a glass, so I'm in the hole for like $3,000 right now. Gotcha. I'm waiting for a check to come in, I think by the 28th, it's a couple thousand. Then I'll have the funds to do this, to try out the program at least for a month, you know, and see where we go from there, or at least 3 months. Right now I'm really hurting.
Gotcha. So, I mean, is $299 something that you'd be able to swing to start getting you set up today?
Not today, but I will be able to once my check comes in.
Okay, I hear you.
How long do you offer me this program?
Well, here's the deal, right? I mean, we've been doing this since 2004, so I'm not going anywhere. You'll be able to call me. The only thing that happens is the listings, they come available in and out. Right. When a listing in the area is available, we'll call out in that category until it fills and then we close. Right. And then we continue moving from zip to zip, things like that. So, I mean, it could fill from here to there. I mean, how far did you say out that you'd be needing to wait? I mean, typically this one, in honesty, I mean, I'd say by no later than
I'm thinking like 10 days. We're, I believe, the 19th today. I should be getting it by the 28th.
Okay, so what I'd be able to offer you most likely in 10 days, because this one, I mean, it'll probably close by the end of the day, maybe tomorrow by lunch, right? But what we would be able to offer you at that time is, and I can put you right to the top of the page. That's not a problem. So the way I do it is I go with Google Verify for the handyman vertical. What you would do there in that one is you'd set a budget for your business, and then with that budget, you're able to draw leads from it, right? Now, it will give you action from the front page of Google as well. That comes on limited clicks and calls. The only difference is that whenever the local listings get filled, that's when we'll go with Google Verified, as we'll be able to get businesses in that area, right? Now, in about 10 days, we should be getting towards the end of the month. So normally at that time, they'll reopen already for the next month, right? So we'd be looking at for April. Then that application can take anywhere from about 45 days to come back, right? For the handyman, you're looking at, okay, there is no insurance requirement. By the end of the year, they're going to update it to $250K in general liability. It's $75 cost for a qualified lead, right? So the customer will call you directly. And then if you are successfully able to get an appointment with them, then your budget will be deducted $75. If you reject the lead, if it's something you don't do right, then obviously you're not charged for that phone call. So you're not recharged for a phone call or for clicks or nothing like that, but it is a pay-per-qualified lead program. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I might be able to give you some additional discounts on the flat rate if that helps. I just got to ask a few more questions. I mean, I know we did the new business rate. Have you ever done any other digital marketing? Are you doing anything else right now that I might be able to use like a competitor discount, like Thumbtack?
No, I get calls all the time, but I've never really stayed on the phone to hear them out. Usually because I'm really busy. But like I said, right now I'm in the hole. So I was putting a lot of the ads out right now and see what pops up. But usually I get calls every day.
Gotcha. So where are you putting the ads out at?
Nextdoor.
Next door. There you go. You see, that's what I needed to hear. So that way I can use a competitor discount. Yes, sir. Okay. So it looks like what I can do here with that one, I put in a competitor discount and it brought you down to $249. Now at $249, you'll stay locked in. You don't lose any of the services. It brought that listing down itself to that flat rate of $249, right? So basically, I mean, that's what we'd be able to get you in at. That'd be for the local listing that's available with the 50-mile radius. If that's something that'll help, you know, we can go that route. You know, if not, you know, I put you down for 10 days. I mean, really, balls in your park. I mean, if you're ready to play some ball, you know, we can get you started. The way it works is within the first 5 to 7 days, your directory submissions are going to go live. That's going to be your Apple, Siri, Alexa, Bing, Yelp, right? Then by day 7 to 14, your social media is going to go live as well as your website, okay? That'll be a full.com website. You'll send us photos of your work. We'll get it all built, right? Now, as far as social media goes, I can throw a ad spend budget on there where we can give you, it's going to be about 200 to 250 ads every month, and I'll do the retargeted ads with those. So you'll notice all week long on your Facebook, we're going to be putting out towards your peak service hours and your services, just promoting you, re-engaging with your clientele. Whenever anybody's like in the marketplace looking for, to buy maybe, you know, flooring or paint, or they're looking for people in there, right? When they go back to their timeline and scroll, your flyer's going to show up. That's a retargeted ad, right? I'm sure you see those ads all the time on you. You have a personal Facebook, right? I think I was able to pull one up for you. Well, for your business.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure that happens to you all the time. You're looking for something in the marketplace, and then you come back, and all of a sudden you're getting ads for everything you were just looking at, right? So we'll do that for your business. I mean, basically, I get you in at that 249. I mean, if that helps you out, you'll be able to lock in your listing.
It does. I mean, I'm willing to try it, but I don't got the funds on me right now. I literally just picked up my truck yesterday, and I was thinking, like, it's supposed to be under warranty, and they hit me with a $1,400 bill.
Oof.
Day before yesterday, I was installing a glass door, a big glass door in the shower, and it exploded on me. So that was another
$1,200.
No, we were installing it. I had done it like 3 feet below on the shower walls. I redid all that. I took out their flooring, everything, and put them in the shower pad, put the tiles back up, party back, everything. And then when I went to install the glass, one of my guys put it in there upside down. It was same size, but you could see the little, the grit where it had the plastic, it was on the top instead of being on the bottom. So when we went to flip the door around, took it off, we had it there on the pad and everything, and when we were flipping it, the door shattered on us, it exploded. It was tempered glass. So I had to order another glass, and I had to pay for it out of my pocket. It happened when we were doing it, you know what I mean? So I took responsibility for that. And that was another $1,200, so I'm in the hole almost $3,000 right now.
Gotcha. Well, you got to find a way out.
I'm waiting for a big check to come in on the 28th, and I'll have extra money to what I got right now is just enough to get me by till my check comes in.
Gotcha. And then on the 28th, you're going to look at investing some of that extra cash. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Albert, right? I mean, really, it sounds like you have those times throughout the year where you're up, right? And when you get up, you have that extra cash, put a little bit aside, give me a call. I'm going to email you with a proposal. That way, at least you have the numbers online.
Email me all your information, and then I'll have my secretary, my wife. She
goes along with
them. So, email me all that stuff, and I'll guarantee you, man. I'll as soon as I get the funds, I could come in earlier. I could get a pretty good sized job between here and there where I'll have extra cash. But I was 2 weeks without a vehicle. So it kind of set me back as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And those payments didn't stop. But yeah, and then I had to pay the tow truck. I had to get a rental car. I'm still waiting for them to reimburse me for the rental car. Once I get that, I'll have another extra $500 where I can. Because that was just money that came out of the blue. So I can use some of that to purchase a mat from you guys.
Okay, for sure. Now, we'll go ahead and give me an email address for you, Albert.
I got to go tomorrow to give them the invoice for the rental car. And then I don't know how long it takes them to cut me a check. They say 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, most likely. What's a good email for you?
It's Albert Casas, ALBERTCASAS 37. @gmail.com.
Yeah, Yeah, so I'm going to go. I'll put together that email for you. And then down on bottom, you'll see our customer service number as well as my extension, right? So that way, I mean, you got something.
Yeah, I like your extension so I can speak to you when I call you back.
No doubt. All right, Albert, I'll go ahead and take care of that for you. We appreciate it, partner, and then it's been a great conversation. Yeah, if you need anything, you know, feel free.
Yes, sir.
You can either text me back right there on that link, fly me an email, or just call me directly.
I got you, sir, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. You will be hearing back from me as soon as possible.
All right, we appreciate the time, Albert. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. You too, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah.